The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Thanks for supporting the show. If you want to check us out on all of our social media platforms, reddit.com/r/tinfoilhatshow. Check us out on Twitter at tinfoilhatcast.
On Instagram at tinfoilhatpod.
Or allcomedytshirts.com.
Email us at tinfoilhatpod@gmail.com.
Tinfoil hat.
Tinfoil hat.
Hey, man, we're the truth there, dog.
Tinfoil hat.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
Will be podcasted.
Juan Nero, he just gave a butt. How can you give Joey Diaz your me? No, dude, this is when I'm in my Zen mode. Why don't you put your headphones on so we can hear you?
That's
it. Put it over that Civil War hat you're wearing right now. What side are you on?
Are we recording?
He likes to do this thing where we just act like we don't know the mics are on.
Yeah, it's just called realness, just being a fly on the wall. It's not always going to be like Monday mornings in fucking St. Louis. At top of the hour. All right, going back, guys.
Monday mornings, St. Louis.
How are those mud skippers doing? I'm telling you.
Can we tell everybody who's joining us, the Prince of Darkness?
Malachi!
You're an age, you're no longer the prince. The uncle of darkness. The creepy uncle of darkness.
Neighbor of the beast.
He stays at 667. My good friend, no. Jason Rouse.
Well, thank you. Hey, I like the snapping. I am a bit of a poet.
Yes. Jason, you're one of the funniest people I know. I enjoy your comedy. So, Jason, I hear that you're getting ready to shoot your hour.
I'm going to shoot an hour, it looks like, in Denmark in September.
Look at you, what the kids call winning.
It's why Denmark?
I think...
why Denmark?
Because Denmark is the...
Because having sex with dead people is legal there, right?
No, but up until a few years ago, you were able to have sex with animals.
Guys, charging everywhere. Two big announcements here. For the first time ever, Tinfoil Hat, through our feed, hit 100,000 in 1 week.
That's great.
Dang. Right? That's good. Malachi. So that was it. I mean, that's good, right?
That's huge. But what about also March?
March 25th, I am shooting my special at the Viper Room. Two
As you
shows.
Should.
It's probably going to be 7:30 and 9:30, or it could be 7 and 9. But we're going to shoot them, and we're just finalizing details. But I think it's going to be 100 people per show. So only 100 people get in each show. If you want to go, hit me up at samtriplelive@gmail.com.
Have a shower. Wear something with a collar and buttons so you don't look like a runaway toddler.
Yeah. Are you going to invite any of the people from that that S&M bondage spot? The Minotaur.
Not going to invite the Minotaur.
Everyone has
whoa.
The quick little edits.
What are you, a fucking cop?
What
a
party
car?
Was... Whoa.
Look, if you're watching a comedy special and then they go to the quick edit and they show everyone laughing and you see a Minotaur in a wedding dress with no irises, man.
Listen, I'll tell you why that doesn't work. So that's not what, by the way.
Don't.
So real quick, upstairs is going on Joey Diaz's 55th birthday.
No
shit.
Double
nickel.
That's
everyone's
crazy.
Here.
Everybody's here.
Lee Syatt. Brian Redband. I just saw Eddie Bravo right after. Oh, we should talk about that. But, dude, everyone is here. Steve Simone brought some pizzas in.
Oh, good pizza, too.
That's cool.
Goddamn.
I love that
good
guy.
Pizza
One of my favorite storytellers. Theo Vaughn and Simone. I like long-form storytelling that captivates an audience that just got machine-gunned. You know what I mean? There's timing and a rhythm. And those guys have a kind of... They draw you in. It's a hard thing to do. Totally. People are so flippant. I don't know. You're not famous. Fuck this guy. You know, your whole style is developed, you know, in it's war.
Yeah.
those guys, Simone comes out, you're like, come over to my house and fuck my sister. Mm-hmm. You seem like a nice guy.
That should be
Sam is like, please don't.
Sam is, it reminds me of, I saw this.
Very aggressive.
This
ISIS
footage from Russia, and they showed KGB agents. They're waiting outside of a door. And down from this door is a big flight of steps. And the guy opens up the door, and he's just, and these are undercover agents. And this is how they say you're under arrest. The moment the guy steps outside, he gets kicked directly in the fucking stomach.
Oh, yeah.
And then thrown down the stairs.
What country was this?
Russia.
Oh, fuck.
And yeah.
That's from a female cop.
That's Sam's, like, style of comedy. He comes out and just like, what?
It's very aggressive.
Oh, you can hear it.
I had a friend at, I go, oh, you got to meet my buddy Sam. So I think I've got some early onset autism with a bit of epilepsy.
A dash? I'm writing a movie.
I was talking to Derek Harvey.
Man, I was supposed to have lunch with somebody today.
Yeah, well, you blew it.
You have no internal monologue. You realize that, right?
Sam's the guy who shows up at a foot race with rollerblades on and a cowboy hat. Malachi, Malachi, Malachi. I like your braids, by the way.
Hey, thanks.
Everybody loves his hair. That is like, we're like on a 12-guest streak of people saying they love his hair.
I happened to run into Jason a couple months ago. I recognized you at the Bourgeois Pig, one of my favorite hangouts.
Oh, did we say hi or did we just passing?
We were literally sitting across the same table. Like we could not have been like 2 feet from each other, but we did the LA thing where we just look up at each other, acknowledge each other as a human being, but say no words and just kind of pretend like
do you do this?
I think that's a recruiting place for the
Illuminati,
Scientologists.
Because I had this super hot couple.
Cut a tinfoil hat, you fuck.
I know, but this is America right
have you
here.
Just met Jason. You just met Sam today.
Oh, dude,
did I just have a goddamn Canadian tell me what America is?
Hey, without Canada, Jim Carrey, Dan Aykroyd, John Candy, Mike Myers.
Dead.
Eugene
dead.
Levy.
Dead.
Joe Flaherty, all the kids in
Why
the hall.
Why is your comedy so great,
it's
but
awesome.
Your music so bad?
That's not true.
Who?
You would
Adams?
Not know.
Rush. That's all you got.
Ryan
Rush.
Adams.
Devin Townsend.
Devin Townsend can go fuck himself.
Danko Jones.
Okay. Who,
what about
are you
metal?
Just yelling out fucking strands of weed in Canada?
So you don't know. But in Europe, all these bands are massive.
Yeah, well,
America doesn't
are we
really...
talking about America right now?
No, we're talking about,
America.
Well-known Canadian bands.
Did you have a Daglo stroke halfway through that?
I'm palsied out.
Okay.
40's the new 20.
Says the guy who's 38.
Yeah,
when
but
we
I...
see you on the other side of 40, we'll see how you feel about that.
I'll look like a catcher mitt. I'll look like Robert Redfern's
cousin. Oh, after
cousin.
A nice meth run.
A orangutan made out of sourdough.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't see you there.
Can we name that? Is that the name of the episode? Orangutan. Oh, I didn't even see them. Let me see the. Look at that. Oh, dude.
Very
you
Vikings.
Do that trans app and really like how you looked?
You dig it?
You know, Canadian hearted German Shepherd.
Right.
And anytime, where's that dog? We want to give him a reward or take care of him. He'd disappear. And maybe tomorrow I'll want to settle down. Until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on. Do-do-do-do. That was the theme song.
Was that do-do? Was that keyboard or the flute?
It was flutish. It's Canada. We got wood.
So
everybody,
Canadian,
you get a flute or a hockey stick.
Yes.
When you're young, and a tub of a liter
Canadians
of maple syrup.
Have conspiracies.
Yeah, of course we do.
The billionaire couple that died, now it's looking like a murder.
It's always murder. That's what keeps it interesting. We wouldn't be talking about it if it was from a
but
hard
now
hug.
It's like deep state murder. Like, first of all, like, here's the thing, dude. You ever hear the saying that you have a better chance of getting a camel through the eye of a needle than a rich man into heaven?
Mm-hmm.
So these guys are billionaires. Well, it turns out what they were doing was blackmailing other pharmaceutical companies.
In Canada?
They were blackmailing other pharmaceutical companies to give up their secrets.
What was the family name?
You'd have to Google it, but it's a very famous couple. They were billionaires, pharmaceutical.
They ran away and left the son and the daughter with like $1 trillion.
Different story, dude.
Do you remember did you ever hear that one?
No, but this one is what I'm talking about right now is this billionaire pharmaceutical company couple that owned a pharmaceutical company. They were found tied, bagged, and I think their throats were slit or they were hung.
A man and a woman.
A man and a woman.
So middle-aged?
The first story was...
Where were the children?
Murder-suicide. I don't think there were kids there.
No, that's a mob. That's fucking gangster shit.
Yeah, because of the details. And then it came out that they used to work with the Clintons. They had a lot of shit to do with Haiti. And then now all the shit going on with Haiti. Now it's like all this dark shit's coming out. All this dark shit's coming out.
Well, I think people are very organized now for the better and the worst. So people are becoming exposed. Unjustfully,
the
and sometimes.
The greatest thing for truth of all time. Now, they're flooding it so you can't pay attention. You don't know what's real and what's fake. You have to study history to understand the future and what fits in, what doesn't fit in.
Bell-bottoms keep coming back. So does the apocalypse.
Yep. Those are the two big things.
Jason, are you touring? You gigging anywhere? Where do
I am.
Find you?
I'm starting a Canadian tour in early April for the entire month of April. Vancouver, Calgary, St. John, New Brunswick, Halifax, Nova Scotia, something in Toronto, and then back here for a while, and then some Europe stuff in June
you
and August.
You should shoot something at Joe's fucking place.
What's Joe's place?
That corner comedy club? The tiny one?
Oh, nah.
Too small?
It's not so a size funny. Issue. It's the dynamic. It's too, it'd be come across too personal.
I think it's funny. It's so tiny.
I don't have 30 people. I'm over it. I'm definitely Denmark. That's the difficult thing is being here in this kind of isolation creatively in Los Angeles.
Yes.
We've discussed this on hours at end.
Yes, as I drive you home through Tranny Town.
So
this is called
Denmark has they greet it with open arms.
Are they like
it's harder to offend
like the Swedish chef.
Yeah, I think they get the shtick of it.
Yeah,
you know the
shtick of it.
The it's so excessive and grotesque and graphic and descriptive, and they buy into it.
Do you?
Yeah, he's like Quagmire.
In what sense?
You always say giggity.
People get angry.
All right, I got a little bit of history for you guys.
Oh, shit.
A little quote.
Okay.
When everything seems to be going against you, remember that the airplane takes off against the wind, not with it. Henry Ford.
Why are we getting Henry Ford quotes? Hey, you got any quotes from G.G. Allen or anything that I can relate to?
Hey, Henry Ford was a dick. Dude, did you know this, Sam?
Yeah, I did know that.
He was a raging anti-Semitic.
I heard that.
Yep. When someone is remembered as a genius, little else but them is made public. You're just like, he was smart. I mean, yeah, Henry Ford, yeah, this guy, he made cars and revolutionized how they were manufactured, right? But check this out. Hitler was quoted as saying he was directly inspired by Ford. He even hung a portrait of Ford in his office. That's crazy. He was also the only American Hitler referred to by name in his book, Mein Kampf. Because scientists created the first human sheep hybrid. You like that?
No.
You don't like that? A team of scientists has grown embryos inside a sheep that contain human stem cells.
I think they're fucking with nature and this isn't going to go good. And does this ever go well? Is it ever go well?
This is moving the idea of developing human organs inside animals.
Mm-hmm.
So human organs grown inside sheep.
Incubator for our new livers and shit.
Hell yeah.
That's why, like, it's so rare that a meteor would hit this planet. Like, in all of space, the odds on something hitting this is so hard. It's so big.
Except for all the evidence that it's happened endless times.
In terms of what?
Like the crater in Arizona, the crater in the Yucatan Peninsula that exterminated the dinosaurs.
That one's the big one. The rest of them, it's like they haven't been giant ones.
We usually, I mean.
Maybe I'm wrong. No, I'm sure I'll hear about it on the chat boards.
When they are, they're resetters. They reset entire systems.
Oh, yeah. What we're doing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to like it. And they're going to want it to stop. And at that moment, what's going to happen? When we stop allowing corporations, we stop allowing big banks to tell us what to do, what's going to happen is that moment, that we have to be fucking have the right to bear arms.
What evidence says that this would has ever worked before?
What?
Because what you speak of is revolution. The last people to speak of revolution were the hippies, the counterculture. And their failure, their loss you've been reverberated through time.
Well, the actual movement of what you're seeing right now that we are living in was started by Reagan, really enforced by Clinton. Clinton really kicked this whole thing in gear, followed by fucking Bush. We are invading anybody that gives us shit and won't just give us their stuff.
Yeah, that's our means of operation. That's how we get down. But you think that people are going to get fed up and eventually revolt? You think revolution is a potential possibility?
Yeah.
The way that America, the way that Goldman Sachs and all those fuckers were too big to fail, I think America and Americans were too disconnected to revolt. In order to revolt, you must be connected.
Well, that's what's
going to
happen.
You must have a unified
front.
We
are going to wake up. Name a dialect you want me to do.
Ireland.
Ireland. North or south?
West. Cork.
Okay, west, okay. Ah, bloody fucking hanging out. Look at that, to do it in a fucking thing, yeah?
That's close to Scottish.
Okay, name another one.
Jamaican.
Mm-hmm. What do you want? Which county?
I'm thinking coast of Kingston.
Okay, cool. Oh, blah, blah. Hey, bloody hope hanging out there. Yeah.
How about Mexican? How about
where? What?
Local.
Local?
Like Raiders, L.A.
To this, senor! Hang around, dog! Yeah! Go Raiders! See? Dude, a man of 1,000 accents.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't even...
Police. Why don't we do more accents on this show?
Police Academy 7, we got your new motor mouth.
You get it! And guys... My special, I'm shooting it March 25th. It is no charge. It's a guest list. Come get on my guest list, samtriplelive@gmail.com. I promise you, you'll love the hour. It is, I'm like, you know, I was going to do the greatest of my hits, but mm-hmm. It is a lot of new shit.
Yeah, you got a lot of stuff.
And I just put out, the two albums last March.
Fuck yeah.
I'm excited.
If you guys are in Northern California, Arizona, Utah, Nevada, come on, New Mexico, let's see this shit. Come far and wide.
Come get weird, dog.
Email us.
Love you. Hey, did you get all those...